This weekend, thousands and thousands of people will travel to countries across the world. And in Britain alone, about 60 million people take a holiday abroad each year. But forget the tourists and the people in the travel business for now, because they're happy. There are other people we need to think about.
We're not making the connections between their poverty and our luxury.
I'm Yvonne Archer, and you're listening to Weekender with BBClearningEnglish.com.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English, every day.
Most of us have probably heard of package and all-inclusive holidays. But when I asked around Bush House, not many of us had heard of ethical travel. Of course, by now, we all know that long plane journeys cause serious damage to our environment. But with ethical travel, there are other things to think about as well. Here's another clue.
Somebody once told me how when a hotel was built in the area that he lived in the Pacific, it's as if a spaceship had arrived.
Tricia Barnett, head of Tourism Concern, who've published The Ethical Travel Guide. There, Tricia was talking about the effect that tourists can have on the people who live in the countries they visit. In that case, the new hotel was like a spaceship. Something very alien had landed in the Pacific. As Tricia explains further, try to work out who wasn't consulted and what she means by that.
Local people are really never consulted about what's going on around them, and that happens equally here. You know, in Britain, you don't have to be abroad, but generally, we're travelling further and further afield, and the places that we tend to go to have very poor infrastructures for local people.
The local people, the community living in the area where the hotel was built, wasn't consulted before the work began. No one met with them to get their opinions on how the hotel would affect them. And the community certainly wasn't asked for any advice. We also heard how the local people usually have very poor infrastructures. For example, little access to transport, electricity, and even running water.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Ethical travel encourages tourists to be more aware of what's happening in the countries they plan to visit. Hopefully, that will lead to sustainable tourism. We'll be able to visit those countries in the future without causing problems. The governments of many developing countries encourage tourism as a valuable form of income, an important way to make money. But as Tricia explains, the money is often used to pay off the country's debts and increase tourism rather than help local people like farmers.
The governments, encouraged by the World Bank and the IMF to pay back their debt, bring tourists in as much as they possibly can and feed all their money into the tourism infrastructure rather than, say, agriculture.
Now, did you know that in 24 hours, the average tourist uses the same amount of water that a local person might use in 100 days? Shocking, isn't it? But according to Tricia, knowing what's going on could lead to tourists helping to solve problems rather than adding to them. For example, do we know why the woman she mentions is carrying a metal bucket, a pail, that's full of water on her head? And why isn't she walking on a proper road?
You're really not aware that when you use your shower and you plunge into the pool, that that water might have been at the cost of local people and they don't have running water at all. And in fact, it's quite picturesque to see a woman walking down a dusty road with a pail on her head full of water. We're not making the connections between their poverty and our luxury, and the luxury and that infrastructure is at their cost.
Is there anything that tourists could do to help in your country? Do you think that tips, giving extra money to low-paid workers, keeps their wages low? Would gifts of clothes, toiletries, pencils and paper for them and their children be a good idea? And if tourists visited areas away from their hotels, would that provide local people with workers' guides and encourage governments to provide better roads and transport? Ethical travel gives us lots to think and talk about. Why not visit us at bbclearningenglish.com to pick up some of the language you'll find useful to do just that.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English. Every day.